This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People.
My name is Ira Jourdain. I'm from Minneapolis, and I'm a candidate for Minneapolis Board of Education. I live and work in South Minneapolis, work at Division of Indian Work. My fiance works for the Red Lake Urban office, serving fellow Red Lake Urban band members here in Minneapolis.
Where did you go to school yourself?
I grew up in the Robbinsdale School District, grew up there through high school, and in my high school years, I moved back up north, bounced around between Bemidji High School and Red Lake High School, and I ended up graduating from Heart of the Earth Charter School here in Minneapolis.
Why do you think it's important to have a Native member on the Minneapolis School Board?
For years, there has just not been a Native voice on the school board to look out for our Native children. Currently, the district student enrollment as of January, I believe, was right around 1,650 students. And so out of a district of 30-some thousand students, you know, 1,600 students to a lot of people is not concerning enough to really pay attention to the issues. But to me, it is a very concerning issue as a Native parent that at times, our voices have not been heard, and they haven't been heard for quite a while. There has been one Native school board member, Peggy Flanagan, who served from 2005 to 2009, but other than that, there has never really been any visible presence in the district from a Native American standpoint.
Are there cultural barriers or socioeconomic barriers that are really specific to that group of students?
A lot of our children are labeled what they call EBD, emotional behavioral disorder, and there is a perceived lack of resources being committed to the classroom, like hands-on resources such as extra educational assistance in the classroom, paraprofessionals, if you will. There's also a lack of school social work help and development for parents to work with their children in the classroom. I think right now the district is going toward more what they call focused instruction, where it's a rigorous teaching-mandated system, and our children are falling further and further behind because there is not that structured layer of tutoring services or, you know, educational aid in the classroom to help teachers.
What is the Native view of education like, and how is it similar or different from a mainstream view of education, in your opinion?
I think if you go back to, like, the historical trauma of the, you know, the boarding school era, even to this day, I do believe that there is a general perceived mistrust of the mainstream education system that a lot of parents, Native parents, feel. And so that is one main barrier. I think two, a reason for that is that, you know, there's just a general lack of diversity when it comes to teaching the broader view of Native history, the culture, and our people in the school system in terms of educating students in general, not just, you know, teaching Native kids, well, Native history, but teaching the district and district-wide in general. But also, you know, in incorporating cultural diversity into our school, into our Native programs, which is why you see schools that do really well, like Nagani up in Cass Lake being an area that does really well, you know, incorporating that cultural immersion type programs. And I think that for a lot of Native parents, that is something that they want to see in their schools. And so a lot of them are choosing that. There's a great push towards incorporating culture and language in our teachings into our education system. And I think for a lot of Native kids and a lot of Native families, their kids learn better when we incorporate our cultural heritage into our education system instead of a one-size-fits-all model approach that mainstream society has for all students. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to follow that model. Some students do very well in a regular public school setting, but others do need that cultural component and push to succeed. And those are things that I think we need to take a really good hard look at and support those schools as well.
How is the campaign going so far?
The campaign has been going really well. I have a lot of support from all communities of color. The primary is in August for us will advance to the general election in November.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.